from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. UN vote on North Korea postponed. The UN Security Council has postponed until Wednesday a vote on a resolution that would impose new sanctions on North Korea in response to its latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. The vote had been expected Tuesday afternoon, but Russia invoked a 24-hour procedural review. The resolution, drafted by the U.S. and introduced last Thursday, calls for a total arms embargo on Pyongyang, a mandatory inspection of all cargo in and out of North Korea, whether by land, sea, or air, and halts imports of all products that could be used for military purposes. The vote was already delayed for a few days when Russia declared it needed to study the document. The United Nations Refugee Agency warns Europe is on the verge of an explosive self-induced humanitarian crisis, which could spiral out of control and result in widespread violence. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The agency reports the number of refugees and migrants in Greece in need of shelter has soared to 24,000. This, it says, includes around 8,500 people stranded near the border with Macedonia. Vincent Kostel is UNHCR's Refugee Crisis in Europe coordinator. He says the congestion at border crossings along the Balkan migratory route is leading to frustration among the migrants and refugees.
They don't understand that they can no longer move onward, that they have to queue, they have to go through the relocation process for those eligible for relocation, and it's not everybody. So there's a lot of frustration building up, which may lead to act of violence.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
This is VOA News.